Magic Farm, Dog, Cat, and Pig. Dog and Cat were sitting by the window, quite content to be there, when suddenly Pig came into view, all muddy and round as a pear. Dog looked at Cat and then back at Pig as she let out a loud bark. "Look at that dirty pig. She must be homeless living in the park." As they watched the pig rooting around and enjoying the warm sun, they began to wonder if living in or outdoors was more fun. They knew life for dogs and cats was different now than in the past. Their ancestors lived, and wild counterparts live, outside, running fast. Cat then stretched her long legs and curled up for her mid-afternoon nap, purring, "I'd like to go out to the barn to hunt for my nightcap. I would like to spend my days running in the hayfields as I please," Dog whined. Then she saw Pig digging in the plowed field by her trees. "That pig's unwanted invasion is more than I can take," Dog barked. "Must you be such a dog? Just live and let live," Cat loudly remarked. Dog shook her lovely head, knowing Cat was right in what she had said. "It is not Pig's fault she lived outdoors. I should not wish that she were dead." This made her think about life with her dear humans. They do love me. They feed and walk me so that I'm indeed as fit as a bee. They throw sticks and my favorite toys for me to fetch in the yard. I am given hugs when I please them, which is really not that hard. As she thought about all these nice things, she returned to her soft mat. Life in today's world was not bad, even if she lived with a cat. Cat reacted as if she had heard Dog. "Try living with a dog. You smell and bark more often than not. Please go live with the wild hog." This made Dog's attention go back to Pig, who was eating a root. Maybe she would go live with Pig. Rolling in the mud would be a hoot. Dog then thought about her humans. Could they survive with just the cat? No dog to welcome them home from work or sit with them on the mat? Just then, her humans arrived back from the grocery or the pet store. They seemed so happy to see her wagging her tail by their front door. They smiled and pet her as if they did not expect her to be there. So she danced for them to show she appreciated their kind care. Dog barked, "I do have the best life and I am content with my path." Then changing her mind when they said, "It is about time for your bath."